just one law regarding the laws of Mukseh on Shabbat. The question is, what is the proper way to peel a hard-boiled egg on Shabbat? What's the question? Seemingly, just peel it. There's no other way you could peel it. And then you throw the peel away and you eat the egg. The problem is that the peel of the egg becomes mukseh. A peel of an egg has really no use. Certainly it's not fit for human consumption. It's not even fit to give to the animals. Because of this, Rav Chaim Palachi in his Sefer Kafahim said a very big chiddush. He's the only one that brings it down. The halakha, he says, really, you shouldn't come in contact with the shell itself. He says you should drop the egg on a plate in a certain way that the shell will just crack off by itself and you'll be able to take the egg out. I don't know exactly how that's possible, but he wants you to do it in an unusual manner. That's not the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai, nor is it the opinion of Hacham Ubadia. They let you peel eggs in the normal way. The problem is like this. Now you have the shell in your hand, and you're going to put it in a plate. Halakha says that a plate is not mukseh. But when you put mukseh in a plate, that plate now becomes mukseh. What it really falls under the category is mevatel keli mehechano. You took a keli that was prepared for usage, and now you can't use it anymore. It's an interesting reason why that's a sud on Shabbat. Rashi in Masechet Shabbat brings a contradiction. In one place he says the problem is because it's like you're a building. How is that building? It's because now you can't move that keli. Because it's mukseh. So it's like you nailed it into the ground with nails and cement. The keli now is like built into the ground. Another reason, as she says in a different place, is it's you're destroying. Because now the keli, it's like you destroyed it. Now already it has no use. You took a normally functional keli, and now you can't use it anymore. Oh, so the question is, where are you going to put the shells? So Hakam Avadya writes in Halichot Olam Chedek Gimal on Daf Reshud Aleph that in the keli, before you put the shells, you should put some heter in there. For example, you put some nuts, or you could put a little piece of bread, something that will now make the vessel a basis for something that's permissible as well as forbidden. Then you could take the keli after, and you could dispose of it, etc. But just to put the shells in an empty keli would be a problem of mevatel keli mechano. So that's the ladies have to be concerned about such a thing, where they're going to put the shells. Now once they put the shells down, really it's a problem to pick them up again and start moving them. It's mukseh. So they have to know once they're peeling the eggs to dispose of them right away. Otherwise you'll have this problem of mevatel keli mechano. Now it should be noted as well that even though peeling an egg does not fall under the category of borer, of selecting, you have no choice. You have to get the shell off to get to the egg. Just like peeling a banana. It's not a problem of borer. You have to peel it off in order to eat it. However, halakha does say you should only peel the eggs close to the si'udah, which means before you're about to eat, the men come home from shul, they're coming home from shul, now the seudah is imminent, within a half hour, let's say. So now already the lady can start peeling the eggs. Not like some ladies do, they want to make, let's say, an egg salad or something like that. So they prepare it already in the morning, and they're going to eat it during seudah shlishit. That is improper. Because the peeling of the eggs is only permissible on Shabbat, samuch to the seudah that they're going to eat. So again, we say two halachot over here. Number one, that we have to be careful not to peel the eggshells. You could peel it in the normal manner. That's clear. We don't go like a Chaim Palachi. However, even in peeling in the normal manner, you can't place the shells into an empty keli, because that would be mevatel keli mechano. You have to put something in the keli before, in order to alleviate that problem. Second issue, that the peeling must be only samuch to the seudah that you're going to eat, and not earlier.